I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. South Korea deems Bible launches illegal in the latest effort to stop Scripture from reaching North Korea. The new law includes heavy fines and bans any activities connected to balloon or sea bottle launches. Voice of the Martyrs Korea sends Bibles to North Korea in balloons and sea bottles throughout the year. Pastor Eric Foley, CEO of VOM Korea, says, for now, their team is trusting God with the next step.
You know, we always hold out hope that the Lord can, just as he hardens hearts, that he can soften hearts as well. Every year brings different challenges. But what we've found is that in every case, God makes a way. When we go as far as he permits us to go, then he'll make a way.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And different branches of the church have dealt with the coronavirus pandemic in different ways, but almost every part of the body of Christ now faces the same question: what happens next? How do we go from lockdown to fostering community? Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says Christian leaders need to start with a self-assessment.
What are the needs of my people, and how am I meeting the needs of my people? What am I doing to show that I care?
Remember the church's call to love. Remember the peace God can grant.
Let's take a deep breath and let's recognize that God is going to do something through this that is going to be good. It'll be for his good, his glory.
Have you been unsettled by the events this year? Join the conversation in our Facebook group and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, depending on you, and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.